This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
We have been discussing how you choose your seat when booking a flight. Are you picking, you know, a seat next to the window, one with extra leg room, potentially one that's closest to the exit? Well, are there safer seats than others on a plane? Doug Drury, Professor and Head of Aviation at Central Queensland University of Australia, has the answers. Doug, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us once again. Just so we're clear before we dive into this chat, Doug, air travel is really safe, right? It's one of the safest modes of transport.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Your odds of dying in a plane crash are one in over 200,000, whereas dying in a car crash are just a little over one in 100.
One in 100?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So it is the safest mode of transportation.
Wow. So that being said, let's dive into this. You know, the internet's kind of gone a little bit mad over the last few days. I've seen videos of like experiments and stuff. Are there actually any seats on a plane that could be deemed safer than others in an emergency?
Absolutely. And it's the one that you would least expect and probably the one that none of us would ever intentionally choose. And that is the middle seat on the very last row up against the bathroom.
Oh, so you're near the bathroom and you're at the back, which means you probably get off the plane last, potentially. Why is that seat, be it, you know, not very appealing, potentially the safest seat?
Well, there's lots of variables. And one of the things that you have to consider is that an aircraft accident, it doesn't happen the same way every exact time. And sometimes it is usually nose first. Most pilots are trained to try to land, even in an emergency, in a normal configuration, as flat as possible. However, that being said, even with the emergency exit seats in the middle of the airplane, the wings store fuel. So if it's a normal emergency, you can get out okay, but if it's not and a wing breaks off, the potential for fire is quite high. And so if you're all the way in the back, you're the last person to reach the event in the first place, and you've got people on either side of you, so you've got a little bit of a buffer built into you, and you're not sitting on an aisle row, which there's no safety barrier other than your armrest, which isn't much of that anything at all. So your middle aisle row is actually where your highest fatality rate is. And the middle seat in the back is the lowest.
We're chatting with Professor of Head of Aviation at Central Queensland University, Australia, Doug Drury, about what the safest seat on the plane is. We've just established that it's at the back, in the middle, you're just in front of the toilets, and you've got a person on either side of you. So, you know, not that appealing. But we also mentioned at the beginning of this chat that these incidents are incredibly rare and, you know, way less likely than, say, a car accident. Why do we wear seatbelts all the way through the flight then?
Well, it's normally a lot of folks think that it's just the cabin crew being mean. But we are experiencing a weather phenomena at all times, and it's called clear air turbulence. And the ability for it to come out of nowhere, it's just like a railroad at altitude of wind. And as our global weather patterns change and things get hotter, we will experience more clear air turbulence. And so there's been several instances where people have actually been severely injured. And that's why they tell us to wear the seatbelt at all times so that we're not banging off the roof and bouncing around the inside of the cabin when we encounter this turbulence. And it's pretty extreme.
Right. So it can be really extreme. But obviously, the planes that we're flying in are equipped to deal with that turbulence. It's just that we may, if we're not strapped in with our seatbelt, potentially literally hit the roof.
Structurally, the aircraft, modern aircraft are very sound. Even the older models that we've been flying for, you know, a long, long time, The wings seem rigid, but there's flexibility in there to absorb some of this turbulence. Whereas the new materials, composite materials being used in today's jetliners, they have a lot more flex to them. And so that helps absorb a lot of the tension that is built up in this type of environment. And structurally, the framing around you inside a large aircraft will give you a little bit more added protection.
So essentially, we're now designing planes to kind of counteract that clear air turbulence.
Yes, because we're going to be encountering it more and more often because of the global patterns that are changing. And with that being the case, will that make a difference in how we choose to travel in the future? It quite possibly could.
Super interesting. Doug, why do you think we're so interested in this kind of thing, like the safest seat on a plane, for example? And, you know, I said there's this video circulating Twitter at the moment. Like, what do you think it is our fascination is with this stuff?
Well, we always are curious about something along the lines of an airplane crash. It is pretty horrific. And I once had a surgeon tell me when an airplane goes down, 200 people die, it makes the news. But for me as a surgeon, if I lost a patient one every week, it would never make the news. And so people die in car accidents and we hear about it. But once it has hit the news, it's yesterday's news. But when we hear about a plane crash, there's always more and more layers to it. Why did it happen? How did it happen? Will the investigation make sure it never happens to me?
And I suppose because it is so unlikely, it also then sparks that interest, right?
Absolutely. And it's the high odds of it ever happening is what creates our curiosity as to how and why it happened. And our resources to investigate such events is so high and the detail is there that they usually find out why. And it doesn't really, it's our industry is reactive by nature, but it helps to prepare for the future.
So essentially, Doug, you know, the safest seat technically would be back in the middle between two people just in front of the toilets, which not that appealing, but we should probably be more, you know, I guess focused on the seat that we actually do desire, because that's just going to make us comfortable.
Oh, absolutely. I'm more concerned about, have I seen all the movies on the flight or, you know, what's left to eat, you know, because there are more hazards in the food tray than there are in the actual aircraft.
Doug, super informative as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
That's Doug Drury, Professor and Head of Aviation at Central Queensland University.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.